Engineers of the Ghana Highway Authority and the Electricity Company of Ghana are kicking against the construction of an asphalt plant by the Brazilian company working on the Kwame Nkrumah Circle Interchange project. The engineers say the plant has long-term health implications, including cancers and menstrual complications. They accuse the EPA of double standards because it wrote a letter dated August 6 this year, refusing permit for the construction of the plant, citing health hazards, but has suddenly taken a U-turn on the matter. Do Setofia is union chairman of the Ghana Highway Authority.
The asphalt plant will give us cancer and the rest. So we are saying that they should sell the asphalt plant away from the site that GTT have given them. In fact, our people and our neighbors, other engineers, have raised concern about this asphalt plant. So we are only begging them to go and site the asphalt plant where the NY people cited this, so that at least it will give us some sort of relief. They should consider our health issues and then try to site the asphalt plant somewhere else.
You produced a letter from the Environmental Protection Agency which indicated that they will not permit the company from siting the asphalt plant. Today, this same EPA is now siding with the company, and they are in charge of permit. What are you going to do?
When we realize that they are taking bamboo standards, then it looks as if they are not trying to help our cause and our neighbors from the water sewage, VVIP, and other waste management engineers to all come together and protect against whatever they wanted to do. And then it means we have to organize and then stop them from planting the asphalt plant in the area.
Do Setofia is union chairman of the Ghana Highway Authority. In a related development, the Ghana-Lebanon Islamic Senior High School, located in the area, has also opposed the construction of the asphalt plant. Mohamed Mumuni is special aide to the headmaster of the school. He tells George Asikri that the plant poses a serious health threat to the 700 students of the school.
My attention has been drawn to the fact that they are going to put a plant that may emit certain things into the atmosphere that is dangerous to human health. As a teacher, I have seen that if such a plant is there, it will harm the children, not today, but in future. I am reliably informed that the emissions will have a long-term effect. So if we are bringing our future leaders today up, and they are going to start getting cancer in future, where lies our fate? So that is why I want to vehemently say no, that the plant should not be put there at all. They should go ask it close to the place. It's dangerous to their health.
Have you in any way communicated this potential danger to the PTA, granted that the people ignore your request and go on to construct the plant?
So I'm yet to communicate to the PTA.
Mohamed Mumuni, special aide to the headmaster of the Ghana-Lebanon Islamic Senior High School.